So it's September 20th at the Auction Pavilion as Def Leppard return to the Valley with REO Speedwagon and Tesla. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Phil Collin doesn't look like he's aged a moment, and he joins us here on the hotline. Hello, Phil. How are you?
Hi there. Thank you. That's great. Thank you.
So a lot of stuff has been going on with the band. Give us an update on what's going on as far as the health of the band, start top to bottom.
Oh, health's great. Vivian's doing good. He's, you know, ongoing treatment for the cancer thing, so that's just an ongoing thing. So so how long's a piece of string, that kind of thing, but he's doing really good. That's all working. Joe, we toured for 9 months last year, and Joe got most of that time he had walking pneumonia.
Wow.
When he finally kicked the pneumonia, he got this really bad cough, and it really took his throat out. So we were on tour. We actually done this boat thing with a Def Leppard boat cruise, and his voice said, "You know what? I'm not going out to sea." That was it. It didn't work. So the doctor came out. We actually was on land in Florida. We were going to do a show, and he said, "Yeah, you've got to take some time off, otherwise you may lose your voice completely." So he took 5 weeks off, and that's all it needed, and he's back to normal. So all good there. So we all took advantage of that, you know, like going to the dentist, and you know, I had this lump in my toe where I ran into a chair like 3 years ago, and this I had to have this kind of cyst removed. But they said you need at least 4 weeks, so which I haven't had 4 weeks in the last 3 years. So this was perfect. So I had this thing taken out, and I'm kind of hobbling around with stitches and stuff. So yeah, all good. So we used it to our advantage. And then next week, you know, I go out and do some Delta Deep shows on the East Coast. You know, it's my other band. So yeah, busy, but we really needed a little break, I think, so it kind of came at a good time.
What's the difference between something like playing, you know, Def Leppard shows to massive arenas and then sort of, I don't want to say starting over, but at least scaling it down for the other band?
Well, a funny thing happened in December, actually. We were playing, Def Leppard were doing a sold-out arena tour of England. We'd done Wembley Arena, Sheffield Arena, 12,000 people. The next day, I done a little club in London with Debbie Blackwell Cook. We done a Delta Deep show, and 150 people. And what was weird that it still felt the same, although it was drastically different. Obviously, you know, lights and all of the screens and God knows what screaming people, and all of a sudden you're in a tiny club. So I think that the thing is, you're still performing, you're still kind of expressing. So that it was more normal than you would think, the drastic difference, if that makes sense.
You mentioned you haven't had some time off in the past couple of years, but you still have time to write a book. When does that happen?
In the bits in between, I actually, you know, literally, you know, on tour, you know, hotel rooms, doing little bits of it here and there, and that's it really. I think that even recording, that's how we done the last Def Leppard album. We broke out into three segments. It wasn't like, you know, 11 months in a studio. It was 4 weeks at the beginning of 2014, but then we went back in the studio in May, went on tour, done the Kiss tour, came back, and I think it's a great way of doing it because you can reflect on it. So it's really good breaking things up as opposed to doing it in one, you know, burst, if you like. So, that really worked. And the book was the same way. Actually, I've already started producing the new Tesla album.
Look at you.
Which we're... Yeah, so that's and that's another thing. You know, we're actually going to be recording it on tour, and you know, I've been up to Sacramento a few times. We've actually started the album, and it's just doing bits and pieces here and there. And I think it's a great way of doing it, because otherwise you can get you can't see the wood because of the trees. Otherwise, you can sit in a studio and you get a bit confused. Whereas if you're doing other things and you come back to it, I think you can get more inspired. So it's a good way of doing things.
You know, Joe's on record as saying that Def Leppard have never really received the proper respect that they've gotten as a band. Now, he puts the band on par with great UK bands like Queen and the Rolling Stones and Led Zeppelin. Do you feel like the band has been unfairly sort of categorized or marginalized over the years?
Yeah, I guess so. We was never really trendy. I think those bands, you know, we were obviously ultra successful and you know, record sales and all that. But I think there was something else about, you know, Zeppelin and Queen, Stones and that. And yeah, we never really kind of got into that league, if you like, for whatever reason. So yeah, it's a hit list factor, I guess. You know, we never really bothered that. We were just more concerned about the music, and you know, a lot of the other bands got, you know, accepted on a different level. So yes, you know, that's what it is. I'm no regrets here. It's great. You know, it's just, I'm blessed. You know, it's pretty blissful. We're doing exactly what we wanted to do. You know, 35 almost 40 years after we started. So it's pretty amazing.
Now, you guys are rolling through town on September 20th with REO, Speedwagon, and Tesla. Now, you mentioned you're going to be producing the Tesla album. I want to say that you took Tesla out on their first major tour for Mechanical Resonance, correct?
Absolutely. I think what's interesting, you know, we've done a Delta Deep thing on the boat, and Frank Cannon joined us on acoustic guitar, and I actually said, wow, it's 30 years, literally this month, to when me and Frank first went on stage together, which was in Amsterdam. Me and Steve Clark went up and jammed with Tesla, and that was 86. So, we've known them for 30 years. It's pretty amazing.
And both bands continue to make new music, which goes against the trend of the day. You know, when you talk about a heritage band that's been around as long as you guys have, with the catalog that you guys have, why do you decide to continue to release new music? And I'm not saying this is a bad thing. I'm saying you guys are sort of kicking water upstream, because so many heritage bands, Aerosmith, AC/DC, Van Halen, haven't seen quite the return that they expected on new music. What makes what you guys are doing different?
Because it's inspired. I think that's the big difference. I think there's a huge difference between going, oh, we better make another album for this or that, and for the motivation, for monetary reasons. You know, they do that. But if you do it for inspirational reasons, it's a completely different thing. I'm really proud of the latest Def Leppard album. I think it's the best thing we've done since Hysteria. And I think the reason it sounds so good was that we had music that we really wanted to share. You know, when you first start a band or you first become an artist, you want to share stuff. You have all these great ideas and you can't stop writing. I have the same thing. I'm writing songs all the time. So even though it's not, you know, cost effective to go in a studio and even put albums out anymore, I think as an artist, you have to do that. Otherwise you're just a musician. And that's certainly what, you know, I don't want to be just a musician, because, you know, I am an artist, and the guys, you know, Joe, Sav, you know, that's what we do. That's what we are.
There's got to be one thing, one step, one career move, something that you guys did in Def Leppard that didn't work out for you. I mean, let's be clear. In the 80s, it was you and Bon Jovi and everybody else. But somewhere along the line, you made a mistake. What was it?
Oh, we've made loads of mistakes. Waiting too long to make albums. That's one of the things. And, you know, sometimes it can't be helped. You know, obviously with Hysteria, there was a lot of weird things going on. Obviously, it worked out great for us in the end. But yeah, there's always something, you know, gets in the way. There's and many, many mistakes. But the fact that you can use your mistakes to your advantage, you go, okay, we won't do that again. I mean, that's really the thing. So yeah, we've done so many different things. You know, we took our massive production, you know, in the round stage to Australia and stuff like that. And you know, the shipping costs alone were just, this was the early 90s. It's just crazy. So you constantly do stuff. You go, well, you know, we want to put on a really good show. But at the end of the day, you know, it probably wasn't a good thing to do, because there's no way you could actually even break even. You know, so there's many different things over the years that we've done that have probably been a bit of a mistake.
Well, very few bands that have come from where you come from at the time that you came from are able to still do what you do, and that's headline arenas in the United States. September 20th over at the Auction Pavilion with REO, Speedwagon, and Tesla. Phil Collin from Def Leppard, thank you for taking some time out for us here at KSLX.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you. And I look forward to it. That'd be great.
And I'll assume really that our little backstage dressing room trashing incident was omitted from the book?
Oh, yeah, because I don't even remember it. So I must have been really trashed as well. I mean, it's been 29 years since I've had a drink, but perhaps we could trash this one.
Speaking on behalf of your accountants, I'm in.
All right, I'll see.